I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food reporter is up next with Allie Burlow. And this time, Allie went to Lancaster, just outside of Worcester, to interview a Somali Bantu refugee farmer at the Flats Mentor Farm. It's a program designed to teach and support immigrants and refugees learning to farm in Massachusetts.
Between 2003 and 2004, the United States accepted 12,000 Somali Bantu refugees for resettlement. According to the archives of the U.S. Department of State, these people had been, quote, languishing in a Kenyan refugee camp after fleeing Somalia when civil war broke out in 1990. I met with one of these refugees from the Flats Mentor Farm, Rukia Bilal. She first learned about farming from her mother.
I don't know anything about Somalia because I was really a baby when we left there. But in Kenya, I remember at the age of 11, I've seen her, you know, help her plant things and water stuff from, you know, outside. We had a tent, so where we were like eight of us in this little tent. We didn't have a really close backyard, but it was an open space where you can, between you and your neighbor, you could do small crops so they can feed and have enough food for their children.
Rukia was 7 months old when her family fled Somalia in 1990. She was 14 by the time they were accepted to come to the U.S., and now they live in Worcester. Rukia told me that the living and farming conditions in the Kenyan refugee camp were difficult and even dangerous, especially for women. But now she's a U.S. citizen, and her life has changed dramatically.
Today, I have a bachelor's degree, and I'm telling you right now, when I got here, I couldn't write my name. That is really a success, and that is really an opportunity. And my kids today, I look back and I say, like, oh boy, you guys are lucky. You were born in that, from, you know, this is a great place. You don't know what's outside there, and you don't want to know it, trust me.
And she's farming again at the Flats Mentor Farm in Lancaster. It's a teaching farm, part of the nonprofit organization World Farmers. There are 70 acres of rich bottom soil at the Flats, home to this collective of 250 immigrant, refugee, and beginning farmers from all over the world. They are Hmong, Burundi, Kenyan, and more. Like most small family farmers, Rukia grows food to feed her family first. She is a mother to four children, all born here, ages 10, 9, 5, and 2 years old.
Right now, it's a choice not to really spend $20 out of trying to feed my kids healthy meal where I can really make the sweet chard and the spinach and the green beans, tomatoes. And I bring it home with basically not paying a dime except that the work that I put in.
The Flats Mentor Farm provides these beginning farmers with education and training on how to grow food, including the rules and regulations for handling and selling their crops to businesses like Market Basket and other small grocers in Massachusetts. The farmers also mentor each other, sharing information and infrastructure like irrigation. This will be Rukia's third season farming on two 25-foot square plots. Her goal is to grow enough to sell at farmers markets and to stores. And she has some other plans for her crops, too.
And the other thing that I'm hoping is being able to make some homemade food, also to add up cultural food and sell them to a farmers market. That's my other hopes. Jesse, I know that there's rules and regulations to follow, and whatever it takes, I'm willing to follow those rules.
In order to sell cooked food, Rukia needs access to a commercial kitchen. That's also something that the World Farmers Organization is helping her with. Her plan is to make sambusas. They're like a small, savory, handheld pie or turnover. And she brought some for me to try.
So you make a beef and add up potatoes, some garlic, hot pepper, and onions, and then you stuff it in to this little piece of bread and you close it. It's like a triangle.
They were delicious, spicy but not overbearing, really gratifying.
This is one dish that we make and is very, very special. We make it like special occasion. We definitely don't do it grieving, like funerals. We don't do those times. We do it for weddings, anniversaries, engagement, just like happy time, like when welcoming a baby to the home. Hopefully, if everything goes well, which I'm crossing my finger, that's my next step. And I'm thinking that doing that will give me the step ahead to hopefully move forward with my goals of doing my own little thing later in life.
I wouldn't say late in life. You're 20, you said 27?
I'm 27. Yeah, I'm 27. Hopefully, I'm thinking of having my own little farm, lamb. That's just a huge goal in the back of my head that when the money comes, hoping within like 5-6 years, I'll be, I don't know, hopefully I'll be able to look some, but like a small area that's enough for me and my family to farm. It's what I'm hoping for.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can get more information about the Flats Mentor Farm and that Sambusa recipe right on our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.